From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Monitors say Russian military jets Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, Syria. The planes targeted two opposition-held neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. Meanwhile, the government's Sana News Agency reported rebel shelling on the government-controlled districts of western Aleppo, with at least 4 people killed there and 14 wounded. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin, under pressure from under Western criticism, for Moscow's military role in Syria, canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their upcoming meeting focus solely on Syria. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russian-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a Shiite shrine in Kabul Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Saki area, while 2 others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. No one has claimed responsibility. The Pentagon said Tuesday it is evaluating a military response to recent failed missile attacks on U.S. naval ships in the Red Sea. It warned Yemen-based Houthi rebels that they launched the missiles at their own peril. The rebels are thought to be responsible for the attacks. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. With Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying double-digit leads in one poll and experts giving her an 86% chance of winning the election, top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. Meanwhile, Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned in Miami and spoke out on climate change.
Our next president will either step up our efforts to address climate change, to protect our planet, to protect our health, and to create good jobs that cannot be outsourced by growing our clean energy economy, or, in the alternative, we will be dragged backwards and our whole future will be put at risk. So we've really got to get this right.
Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore also spoke at the event. The World Health Organization says the widespread consumption of sugar is a major factor in the growing global obesity epidemic. Lisa Schlein has more.
A new report finds more than one-third of adults around the world was overweight and 500 million were obese in 2014. More troubling, the World Health Organization estimates 42 million children under age 5 were overweight or obese last year. This represents an increase of about 11 million during the past 15 years. Nearly half of these children live in Asia and 25% in Africa. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. Economist Max Wolf is with Manhattan Venture Partners.
So I think the Note line will not come back. I think we're going to have a new name for this product, so they're going to have to rebrand it. I think overall, this is a company that has huge power and huge importance around the world, as well as in South Korea, where it's from. It's a national champion. It's involved in many industries. They make televisions and refrigerators and almost anything you can plug into the wall, as well as some other things outside of the kind of commodity electronics space. So I don't think we're going to see Samsung rebrand, but I think this phone series, the Fablet, will have to be completely rebranded.
Samsung announced earlier in the day it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7. President Barack Obama says the United States will send humans to Mars by the 2030s. In an article published on CNN.com, Mr. Obama set the goal of sending humans to Mars by the 2030s and returning them safely to Earth with the ambition of building a settlement there. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.